una de dos, en un lado o en el otro.
God bless you, Philip. Does everybody love Philip?
Amen.
We love you, brother. Thank you for all you do.
Gracias por todo lo que tú haces.
So because of some
por causa de algunos
folks that
amigos que
who Dad has been associated with in the past, they assumed that he was teaching this Tunis duality doctrine.
Con esta doctrina de dualidad.
And so that's kind of what we came into. Like, who is this guy? What is he preaching? What side of this fight is he on? So there, we step into 10 ministers there. Plus, just at that, at the first Mar del Plata place. So that's kind of the setting it when we got there is, who is this guy? What side of the aisle does he sit? And so it was just an interesting backdrop, which we were not aware of at all.
You know, and you walk into church,
usted entra a una iglesia,
and all the ministers are in the front row.
Y todos los ministros están en el sillas de enfrente.
I dare you, open your mouth, you know.
Te reto a que abras tu boca.
So, yeah, so that's what it was. And that's
eso
just one of them.
Y es tan solo una de ellas.
There's lots of other things
hay
around
muchas cosas,
also. Yes,
otras cosas Steven. Alrededor, sí.
Couldn't tell you.
No podríamos decirte cuántas iglesias
within Córdoba alone, the city alone, there's 5 churches in that
one city. En Córdoba
city.
Solamente hay 5 iglesias.
So, now, Brother ahora, Abel,
el hermano Abel
has had sort of a lonely existence.
Y su existencia solitaria.
And somehow the word got out.
De alguna manera la palabra salió.
That
que
he came out of duality.
Que él salió de dualidad.
He never was in it in the first
nunca
place,
estaba, estuvo en la dualidad para comenzar.
So, entonces, doors started opening to him.
Puertas empezaron a abrir para con él.
And, fellowship started.
Compañerismo comenzó.
Yeah.
Sí.
So,
él,
through different pastors, met the brother in Mar del Plata where we went.
Conocimos muchos ministros ahí en Mar del Plata donde fuimos,
but,
pero
again,
más,
the pastor's name there,
los pastores ahí,
Adrian Rimoli,
Adrian Rimoli el pastor,
and he amazed me
él
because
me sorprendió porque
and I told him
y le dije
in one of the services
en uno de los servicios yo le comenté a él,
what a man,
qué hombre,
that he has that much faith in God,
que tiene tanta fe en Dios.
Here's a nobody from no
aquí
place.
Está un nadie de
he knows nothing
lugar,
about.
De cual no sabe nada acerca de.
And we heard that he's duality.
Y escuchamos que él era dualidad.
But his pero daughter is a very computer savvy.
Su hija
person.
Es una persona muy
so he had his daughter
tremenda en cuanto
search
a
me
computadoras
out.
Y cosas así. O sea, él me buscó. Ella me buscó,
said I couldn't find anything duality, right?
Y ella le comentó a su papá, yo no puedo encontrar nada de dualidad en él.
You know, I told the whole congregation, I
y le dije a toda la congregación,
he's a man with a great heart.
Aquí hay un hombre con un gran corazón.
That he would still invite me,
que aún así él aún me invitó,
and trust the Lord
y confiar
over
en el Señor,
all man,
sobre todo hombre,
that God's still in control, and
y
mostrando
que
even if I said
tenía
things
control,
they didn't like,
aún si yo dije cosas que a él no le gustaron,
they would, God would still be God, reign
Dios
over his kids.
Todavía sigue siendo Dios sobre sus hijos.
So, you know, miracle after miracle. So, if this is Brother Adrian,
este es el hermano Adrián,
you know, when we meet the first day,
cuando conocimos, you know, el primer día,
and by the time we ended, it was,
cuando terminamos,
you know,
era, tú sabes,
it was just amazing to
sublime,
see him work.
Sublime.
Okay, from that, I knew before I left.
Yo sabía antes de que
that I would be preaching at Mar del Plata and that there would be other ministers there.
Mar del Plata y
I said, what do I preach?
Dije,
but he gave
predicar,
me something
pero él me dio algo
that settled my heart there.
Que asentó mi corazón ahí.
So,
entonces,
just into the schedule a little bit.
Hacia el horario
flying all night.
Volando toda la noche.
Driving 5 hours to Mar del Plata.
Y manejando 5 horas a Mar del Plata.
You know, going through customs and all that.
Usted sabe, pasando
stuff.
A través de aduanas y todo eso.
Got in late afternoon.
Y llegamos ahí por la
coming
tarde.
Coming from below zero to, I think it was 88 officially, but it felt like 108.
Bajo cero,
it was humid
ahí
and hot and no wind.
Allá de calor y húmedo.
So,
entonces,
Abel, cluing us into what's going on.
Nos dio una idea de qué estaba pasando.
The only thing I could feel is my ineptness and my insufficiency.
La única
and I'm not joking
decir,
and I'm not trying to be humble.
Mi ineptitud y mi ignorancia. Y no estoy bromeando.
Who am I?
¿Quién soy yo?
What am I doing here?
¿Qué estoy haciendo aquí?
Who do you think you are? Why are you preaching?
Eres? ¿Por qué tú estás predicando?
So, entonces, for some reason, he had me glued to what I was supposed to preach that first thing.
De alguna manera, él me puso ahí para predicar.
So, again,
una vez más.
It's just traveling all night.
Viajando toda la noche,
no sleep, traveling all day,
dormir,
hot,
todo el día y caliente,
get into an apartment,
y entrando un apartamento.
Lots
no
of
AC.
No AC.
97, feels like 97, yeah. 70% humidity coming from 0 degrees.
Yeah,
and no
we're
AC.
We're just dying.
Y estamos muriendo ahí.
Get dressed. You don't have time. It's
no
time. Go to church.
vamos a la iglesia. Fans didn't work.
Yeah, the fans didn't work.
Tampoco los ventiladores trabajaban.
So,
entonces,
we drive to church.
Manejamos a la iglesia.
And then the Pastor Adrian greets,
Pastor
Adrian ushers me and Juan upstairs to his office.
Saludó a mí y a Juan y nos llevó arriba a su oficina.
Where it's hotter.
¿Dónde está?
You know.
Más caliente.
Right?
Sí.
Well, we were sitting there in his office. No
estamos
fan, no nothing.
Estamos ahí sentados ahí en las oficinas. Sin
and I don't do well in heat
no hace,
anymore.
Y a mí no me hace bien el calor.
I'm starting to feel sick.
Me empecé a sentir
and nauseous.
Y con náusea.
They come in.
Y ellos vinieron.
What happened? I fell off my chair. Straight on
cayó
the floor.
En la silla.
They're picking me up. I'm a mess.
Yeah. Se cayó ahí.
And they say, now the song service is going to be
y los servicios
an hour and a half, right?
Iban a ser del servicio
lots
de canto
specials,
una hora y media, muchos especiales.
So we're sitting there dying.
Estamos sentados ahí muriéndonos.
Finally it comes time.
Finalmente llega el tiempo.
Go down.
Bajar.
And I said, Lord,
dije,
by that time I was faint and I was dizzy.
De la última vez estaba yo
I stumbled down the stairs. And I said, Lord, I can't even walk.
No puedo caminar, estaba
without
yo con náuseas, estaba yo dándome vueltas la cabeza.
The Spirit of the Lord spoke to me.
Y el Espíritu del Señor me habló.
Hoffman, what have you been preaching?
Hoffman, ¿qué has estado predicando?
Kingdom men. They don't pay any attention to circumstances.
No ponen ninguna atención
I
a
said,
las circunstancias.
I rebuke all these senses.
reprendí
I go in the
sentidos.
Name of Jesus.
Y fui ahí en el nombre
and
del
the
Señor.
Next thing I know,
la siguiente cosa que yo que veo,
service is over.
El servicio se acabó.
And I'm sitting
y estoy sentado
in a chair on the
en una
side.
Silla, en un lado.
I look down. I still have my sports
abajo.
Coat on. Didn't even take it off. I thought,
ni siquiera
oh,
me
Lord.
Quité el saco. Oh, Señor.
So it was just but,
pero,
you know,
usted sabe.
It was the people.
Era la gente.
Everywhere we went. Okay, before we go quick, and I'm going to, hopefully these guys take over. Huh? It was a huge church.
Era una iglesia grande. In front and back, actually.
He had told us, Brother Adrian has a huge church, 250, 300. There were visitors
gente.
There from other
había
churches. So I really
iglesias.
Don't.
Realmente,
if you can see that little room behind
usted puede
them,
mirar ese pequeño cuarto detrás,
that room is
ese cuarto
at least 60 by 60. It's huge.
60 yeah. por 60.
Right?
Mm-hmm. Correcto?
And this room, I think there's other
cuarto.
Pictures of it. Was,
creo que hay otras
there's
fotos.
An alcove off to the side. And this.
Ahí hay una cosa que baja.
You know.
Usted sabe.
Nothing like making you feel like humbled, you know.
Nada como hacerte sentir humilde, tú sabes.
Okay. Before we go,
antes que continue,
I just want to say some thanks.
Tan solo quiero
Brother Adrian, number one.
El hermano
he was so gracious
uno.
To
era
us.
Amable para con
and
nosotros.
We were going to stay there Monday and leave Tuesday. And he says, no, you got to stay another day. He hosted us. He took us around, fed us over and over. That's a whole story unto itself. Brother Abel, that's the reason who we went in the first place. We went to see Brother Ben in 2020, and I had promised one more time together with Brother Abel. He's probably one of the most amazing men I've ever met. He's the most selfless. He's a servant heart.
Siervo.
What he did for us every single day, you wouldn't believe.
Nosotros, cada día, usted no lo creerá.
And he is in flesh,
y él está en
walking.
Carne, caminando.
The words from Brother Branham, eternal life is living for others. Agree? My dear brother Juan.
Mi querido hermano Jesse. Juan.
This is one of the best men in the world.
Uno de los mejores en el mundo.
I couldn't do this without him.
No podía hacer esto sin él.
And he was facing physical challenges the whole time.
Estaba enfrentando dificultades físicas todo el tiempo.
It was hard, wasn't it, brother?
Oh. Easy.
That's him.
Ese es él.
He will never complain, ever.
Nunca se quejará, nunca.
I keep telling him, you could be on your deathbed and sit there with a smile and everything's fine.
Puedes estar ahí muriéndote con una sonrisa en tu cara.
So translating himself into oblivion, practically, and exhaustion.
Traduciendo todo esto y
during the service,
durante el servicio,
after the service,
servicio,
in the car, on walks,
carro,
everywhere.
Todas partes.
We were actually, to be honest, we were worried for you
but
we just kept praying for him.
Orando por él.
But he ministered the love of Christ. You should see
el amor de Cristo. Deberían ver
the people there.
La gente ahí.
They love this guy.
Aman esta persona.
Everybody does.
Todos.
So, okay, Jesse and Peter.
Jesse.
You have no idea how much that meant to everybody.
Yo amé que todos.
This is an encouragement to you guys.
Este es ánimo para ustedes.
You say, well, I'm not a minister.
Ustedes, bueno, yo
Bethany,
no soy un
you've been to Honduras, right? You know what it was.
Tú sabes lo que era ahí en Honduras,
hermano. Did you preach?
But
look at what you did ministering to the people, right?
Mira lo que hiciste,
I keep telling you guys, you know, I might be done.
Tal vez
they
ya
keep telling
acabado.
Me I'm coming back, but I don't know. I would love to see
me
you all
a
go
todos.
Visit other places.
Vayan
other.
Y visiten otros lugares.
Jesse preached once.
Jesse
preached
for una vez.
Communion service. Peter didn't preach.
Pedro
but
no.
I think he may in the future.
Por mí.
Just their presence.
Tan solo su presencia.
Minister to people like you just wouldn't believe.
A la gente.
So what was so amazing?
Lo que era tan sublime,
people came to them
la gente venía
after
ellos,
services, after meals,
y después de las comidas,
and they would just gush their hearts out to them. Right?
Yeah,
and there was something inside of them, Jesus Christ,
de ellos, Jesucristo,
that would pull out something, a connection with them.
Algo, una conexión.
So,
entonces,
anyway, we'll go on. Let's start the pictures.
Vamos a comenzar con las fotos.
Okay, Jesse and Pete, and I'll just go sit down. How's that?
So we obviously just zipped right through the travel ones. I don't think we need to spend too much time there, but here's our first night of service. So.
I still had my coat on. Can't believe it.
And these brothers were tremendous.
Estos hermanos eran tremendos.
Many, many, many gifted people there.
Mucha
lots of instruments.
Con dones.
Lots of singing.
Muchos cantos.
It was really a blessing.
Una bendición.
These three brothers
estos tres hermanos
sang several times. Just really
cantaron
tremendous.
Muchas veces.
They play classical guitar. The one in the center is a friend. The one on each end are sons of Pastor Adrian. The first dark-haired one is Marcos.
Marcos.
And
primero.
The far one is Gabriel. Can you hear that?
Pueden escuchar eso.
We're gonna try.
Y hasta ahora Marco te ha contestado, aún más simple para una maestra de escuela dominical.
amazing. Now, ahora, I've never seen music like this.
Nunca he mirado música así.
Oh, the far one again is Gabby, and we kept calling him Stephen.
Decimos Gabriel y nos van a decir
you're my Stephen because
le, tú eres mi Esteban,
he's sitting at the piano. You, if you're piano, blindfolded, that's Stephen playing.
Ciego, ese es Esteban.
And you play the guitar and they play the guitar.
Toca la guitarra, tú también tocas la guitarra.
What's interesting is all the musicians,
todos los músicos,
they compose their own music.
Componen su propia música.
It's all, yeah, it's all music,
es todo música.
Messages, stories of the
mensajes,
message,
historias del mensaje.
Bible, different things. Okay, go on.
Está bien, continúa.
That's Brother Adrian.
Este es el hermano Adrián.
Gabriel, me.
Gabriel, yo.
Of Marcos. Course, my sons.
Marcos y
Marcos, just Peter and Jesse.
Gabriel on the Pedro left.
Gabriel on the left, right. Marcos on the right, yeah. Oh, so Pete, you have to tell the story about the man in blue.
Yeah, so this, Brother Adrian has a real heart for outreach and touching, or ministering to who is considered the impossible. This man struggled with, was it addiction and drugs?
Tenía problemas, luchaba contra drogas.
Yeah, his family had tried to get him help for years and years and years. Everybody said, this case is impossible. He is so far gone. He is... Nothing can touch him.
Nada puedo tocarlo.
Yeah, everybody
nada
had
él.
Given up on him.
Todos
everybody.
Se habían rendido con él.
And I don't remember the exact story. If
no recuerdo
la
historia, exacta historia.
Brother Gabriel took him into his heart.
Come, sir, come closer, please. Brother, come closer. Don't be so far back there. Please. We can do that, just for you. How about that? Please, just go slower. Okay. We're trying to keep up. That's what caused the problem.
Yeah, so I don't remember the exact how the ministry that happened, but somehow...
Brother Adrian, we were sitting at the table and had him come and introduce us, himself to
y
us.
Nos introdució a él.
And his heart just flooded with the love of Jesus and the grace
con el amor
given
de
to
Jesús.
Him. His heart was truly transformed. It was beautiful.
Su corazón fue totalmente transformado. Fue bello.
Another one that was real neat is there was a sister. That he
do you have a picture of that one?
I don't, también? Unfortunately. Oh. He brought her over and introduced her.
La llevó y no la enseñó, nos la introdujo.
Kind of a similar story.
Una historia similar.
I think her and her husband
were professional
thieves.
Oh, yes.
That's what they did for a living.
Ella y su esposo eran ladrones profesionales around the world.
Thieving.
And somehow, I don't remember the story, but
they got caught and they went in prison for, they were in prison for almost 10 years.
Fueron a la prisión y se les dio cierta sentencia.
Yeah. And then so then they came in contact with Brother Adrian again, similar thing.
Con el hermano Adrián una vez
and
más.
The Lord touched her and he baptized her with her ankle bracelet
y la
on
still
probation.
From prison.
Cosa que traen los ladrones en sus pies. La bautizó así.
So they had prepared, we were told, months in advance for our visit. And one
ellos
of the
habían
things
preparado por mes para nuestra visita, nos dijeron.
One of the things that was just incredible,
una de las cosas era tan solo increíble,
was feeding 200 plus people.
Era alimentar 200 y feria de gente.
Saturday night,
sábado en la noche,
Sunday morning, before
domingo en la
the
mañana,
ministers' meeting,
after the ministers',
after the ministers
y
meeting,
and Sunday de la night, Sunday de las ministros,
probably at least 10 or 12 brothers,
probablemente al menos 10 o 12 hermanos,
you know, passing out food.
Pasando comida.
And because they didn't have enough dishes, they would serve a group first.
Que no tenían muchas decisiones, servían primero un grupo.
Collect the plates, wash the dishes, and then serve another group.
Como no tenían demasiado, entonces lavaban los platos y volvían a servir y así
this
estaban todo el tiempo.
250 at least people,
eran
250 right?
gentes al menos.
On tablecloths.
And beautiful, wonderful food. We were
y una comida maravillosa.
Like so
glass plates, glass silverware, glass glasses. No
todo.
Paper,
no
and
café,
not
nada
buffet
de eso.
Style.
Era
they served
cerámica.
Personally.
Ellos nos alimentaron.
It was mind-boggling, to be honest, you know.
Explotaron la mente en pensar en todo ello. Es hermano David.
This is Brother David. What was his
Cespedes. Cespedes.
David Cespedes.
He was one that picked us up initially from Buenos Aires, from the airport.
Fue el que nos llevó de Buenos Aires a Mar del Plata.
Drove to Mar del Plata, mm-hmm. and then back to Buenos Aires for.
Y de regreso a Buenos Aires.
He lives in Buenos Aires.
Vive en Buenos Aires.
But he goes to church in Mar del Plata.
Pero va a la iglesia de Mar del Plata.
Four and a half hour drive each way to church every single weekend.
4 horas y media de un camino. 4 horas y media de regreso.
This was the minister's meeting Sunday morning, kind of a minister's meeting, but it was
por la mañana, la reunión de ministros.
Brothers.
Hermanos.
And if I remember correctly, just really dealing with
realmente, si recuerdo correctamente, dealing con
being men of God, not men of men.
Ser hombres de Dios, no hombres de hombres.
1 Corinthians 3.
1 Corintios 3.
I'm of Paul, I'm of Apollos. You're carnal.
Yo soy de Apolos.
So getting beyond those things, getting beyond camps and circles.
Yendo más allá de esas cosas.
Waiting on the Lord, listening to the Lord.
Esperando al Señor, escuchando al Señor.
Perfect faith, walking in a world with God alone.
Fe perfecta, caminando con
Dios,
solamente con Dios.
Yeah, just another little bit of a backdrop.
Un poquito más para
the culture in the message church over there.
La cultura en el mensaje de las iglesias allá.
The ministers meetings are often following what either somebody is preaching in the U.S. Very closely, or calling each other constantly. What are you preaching? What are you thinking about this?
Constantemente, ¿qué estás predicando?
So
¿qué
very
estás diciendo?
Dependent on each other,
dependiendo en el
of what's
otro.
Coming out versus on the Spirit of the Lord. So,
go back once, please. Just can you go back? Brother Adrian.
Hermano Adrián.
I don't know. It was just the Holy Spirit. Gave him exactly. He said, we have to change.
Él dijo exactamente,
this little man was named Luis. Very nice little man. See this man?
¿Ve usted a este hombre?
Grumpy old guy.
Hombre medio enojado.
Every time I looked at him, I thought, he half scared me to death.
Cada vez que yo lo miraba, él me asustaba.
And he looked like he wanted to punch me out.
Yo pensaba que era el que me iba a
but
golpear.
After this, he turned into a big teddy bear and the biggest
pero
smile
después
yet.
De eso, se volvió en un osito.
Totally changed. I
totalmente cambiado.
Hugged me over many
me
times.
Abrazó
but
muchas,
that,
muchas
those
veces.
Are all the ministers there.
Todos esos son ellos ministros ahí.
So, yeah, what sí. In the world?
Yeah, and you'll notice there's a few, just one back, one more time. Kind of in the middle,
cuentas,
like the there's a few very, very young ministers
ahí hay unos,
in the middle there.
¿Cuántos
the
ministros
shirt.
Jóvenes ahí?
Very, very young, very new to ministering and
muy
to nuevo, message.
Muy nuevos a ministrar en el mensaje.
So, Brother Adrian was saying just overall the whole weekend of
estaba diciendo
setting,
todo el fin de semana,
pointing to Christ was super helpful for them.
Apuntando a Cristo era muy ayudador para ellos.
Reaching out to other ministers
buscando
to see
otros
what
ministros
they should preach.
Para mirar, en lugar de buscar otros ministros para que
yeah, predicar. It was always men of men.
Wow. Todo el tiempo
and
había
Brother
sido hombres.
Adrian himself,
y el hermano Adrián mismo,
this is from Abel.
Esto es de Abel.
Everybody checks on him.
Todos checan con él.
What are you preaching?
¿Qué estás
what are you doing?
¿Qué estás haciendo?
They're all sort of dependent on him.
Como dependiendo de él.
And he todos. Doesn't want that position.
Y él no quiere esa posición.
But that's just the way people are.
Es solamente que así la gente, que así es
so,
la gente.
After that morning service,
después de ese servicio de la mañana,
he said, all
dijo,
of them,
todos ellos,
we know we have to change.
And sabemos que tenemos
God
que
brought
cambiar.
This in our, in, not just in our heads, but our
no
hearts.
Solo en nuestros corazones,
we're
going to
start
en nuestros
looking
cabezas,
at
en nuestros corazones. Vamos a empezar a mirar
everything differently now.
Todo real, diferente ahora.
Real quick, too, just the, for the first service was the meaning of words that Dad has preached on here. Yeah. Just
la reunión de palabras, eso
and
que papá predicó.
How much we need our, you know, the danger of mindsets.
El peligro de las mentalidades.
And how we need those channels cleaned out.
Y necesitamos esos canales limpios, limpiados.
So through all the services, you could see just a progression of the Spirit.
A través de todo el servicio, usted mira, puede mirar la progresión del Espíritu.
You know, addressing the needs.
You know, dirigiéndose a las necesidades.
Raising them up into a
levando,
different place
levantándolos.
With him. So it's beautiful.
So,
if you can
hermoso.
Just get people to walk with God.
Entonces, usted puede hacer que la gente camine con Dios.
You know.
usted sabe.
What is this man preaching? What is that man
preaching?
¿Qué
este hombre está predicando? ¿Qué este otro está predicando?
There was one before this, wasn't there?
Ahí había una antes de esto, ¿no es así?
Yeah, that.
Esa.
Well, I wanted to show him. Look at that.
Quiero mostrarles. Mire usted eso.
Look at all the people in that huge room.
Toda la gente en ese
look at
grande.
The tables they set up. Now, they had to set up this after every service.
Ahí.
So these were all rows of chairs attending service. So after service,
nos atendían servicios,
they set up
servicio.
All those tables, put tablecloths on them.
Desde manteles y todo.
Can you imagine? It just blew us. Yes. Couldn't even imagine it.
I no podía ni siquiera imaginármelo. It was good food, actually.
It was incredible. Oh, and the last, this is the last night.
Esta es la última noche.
It's huge.
Es gran, está muy grande, sí.
The, so they went out.
Ellos salieron.
It's right on the coast.
Está ahí en la costa.
They bought fresh fish right off the fishing boat, never refrigerated
ahí,
even.
Bote pescado,
brought it right to the kitchen
y
and cooked it for
la cocina,
us.
Y ahí ya lo cocinaron.
I mean, yeah,
increíble.
I think, oh, you're just... You see Stephen sitting at the piano there on the left.
Me pueden mirar Stephen ahí sentado en la derecha en el piano.
Yeah, you just swear with Stephen sitting there. Okay, go ahead. Yeah.
So they don't sit, brothers on one side and sisters on the other, like they do in Latin America.
Obviously, you could see.
Right. Okay, this is Juan David, if you want.
Okay.
The young man in the salmon-colored shirt there.
El hombre joven
second from
ahí
the
en
right.
Camisa,
I wasn't told about this until...
No se me fue dicho hasta que
we went to Cordoba. It was a miracle. That's another miracle. Brother Adrian traveled 14 hours with
el hermano Adrian viajó 14 horas.
His son and their wives to come to there.
Su esposa y hija vinieron
and was there for a couple of meetings. And
estuvieron ahí
after
por reuniones.
The meetings,
y después de las reuniones,
oh, we took them all out to dinner. Which
nos llevamos a cenar.
And he said, I have to tell you a story.
Y dijo, te tengo que decir una
he
historia.
Says, what happened?
Y eso es lo que pasó.
That young man,
ese hombre joven,
rough life.
Vida dura, difícil.
He,
él,
I don't know details.
No sé detalles.
They're going to write him and send them to me.
Los van a escribir y me los van a enviar.
Suicidal. Giving up on life.
De rindiéndose en la vida y con pensamientos suicidas.
That Saturday,
ese sábado,
he says, I'll go to church one more time.
Dijo, voy a ir una vez más a la iglesia, nada más.
And I was preaching on,
estaba predicando en
the mystery of words, how our experience,
el misterio de palabras, nuestras experiencias,
makes us determine the meaning of words instead of what God means.
Tremendo significado de palabras.
And I told my own personal experience.
Y yo dije mi experiencia personal.
Brother Adrian played the part.
Mi hermano Adrian jugó la parte.
God touched that young man.
Dice Dios tocó a ese joven.
Just with the word.
Y es tan solo con la palabra.
And he said the whole church saw what happened to him.
Y dice que toda la iglesia miró lo que le pasó a él.
He said the change was phenomenal and instantaneous.
El cambio fue fenomenal e instantáneo.
But do you know the Psalm 102?
Salmo
God sent his word and healed them.
Dios los envió y ellos fueron sanos.
This probably might be the greatest blessing in my whole life.
Yo creo que esta tal vez sea la bendición más grande de toda mi vida, ¿sabe?
No man.
No hombre.
Can boast and say, well, I laid hands on him and I prayed. Do you know what this was? It's so beautiful. God just reaching down and touching
Dios
his kid and say, you belong to me.
You're mine.
So, No intermediate agency of man.
No agencia de intermediario del hombre. Dios alcanzando, bajando su
brother
brazo.
Adrian said, this young man,
este joven,
he said, let me show you. He says he started texting me, and he started scrolling his phone,
and scrolling his phone.
He says this just was gushing out of him, what God had done for him.
Le escribió lo que Dios había hecho por él.
So,
entonces,
miracles, you know, just, milagros, and it had nothing to do with us.
Que no tenía nada que ver con nosotros, absolutamente.
Just God and his children.
Solo Dios y sus hijos.
Yeah.
So just real quick, we went over to visit a sister, Sister Carmen,
and who was Adrian's sister.
El cual era la hermana del pastor Adrián.
And they served us and wanted to just sing and worship together. So it was really beautiful.
Nos sirvieron y tan solo empezaron a adorar juntamente.
On the video coming up, she's the one on the far right.
Ella viene
I
en
think
video.
I sent you
está
a video.
En el lado derecho.
We could only make very short clips because. She's 80 some years old.
Ella tiene 80 y tantos años.
They compose all her music. They
ellos
write
componen
it.
Toda yes. su música.
They're, you know, Janelle, where are you?
Janelle, ¿dónde estás?
They're Janelles, you know.
Son
okay.
Aunque tenemos años en nunca lograr. Tenemos de esa simiente que vuela a tierra mayor.
This is that brother Adrian's house.
Esta es la casa del hermano Adrián.
And just talking the word, having a wonderful
palabra.
Fellowship.
Brother Adrian is the brother.
Yes. And again, their family.
Una vez más, su familia.
You can't have a gathering without them feeding you, you know.
Ustedes no pueden reunirse sin que ellos los alimenten, ustedes saben.
Just something that's so interesting about the culture down there.
Algo acerca de la cultura allá.
You know, they're maybe you're European or something.
Tal vez europeo algo.
They're night owls, so meals at 11, 12 o'clock at night is normal.
Son gente que salen en la noche, salen a comer 11, 12.
If any of you have been to Spain or Italy, Linnell, you've been to Italy, they eat late, right?
Ellos it's not tarde, that. Si
we were in Cordoba, and
estamos en Cordoba.
There was a restaurant. They didn't even open until 8.
We were driving around and we saw like barbershops, guys getting their hair cut at 9, 10 o'clock at night.
Salimos
y miramos en las barberías, 8 de la noche, 9, gente haciendo su corte de cabello a esas horas.
I don't know if they were closed.
There were some that were closed, for sure. Sí,
but, you know, for them to eat at midnight is no big deal.
Para ellos andar en la medianoche no es
oh,
cosa.
Tell them what Fernandez said. Yeah, they eat four meals a day. Mm-hmm. Breakfast, lunch, a sort of a snack around
y
four.
Tienen cuatro comidas al día.
And then desayuno. It's nothing for them to eat around midnight. Just. Yeah.
The story. That's a good one, too. You want to tell?
No, you.
Pete? No, I got to translate. So I can go both.
These are the daughters of Gabby.
Yeah, these are the daughters of Gabriel. And who was the one that had the accident? One of
they were pre-me born.
Oh, yes.
They're twins, and they were born
eran
at
gemelas
six
y
months.
Fueron nacidas a los 6 meses.
They were born at 6 months. And so
6 meses. And
they had lost their first baby in childbirth. So, and then having this one born preemies were
nothing functioned in her body. Remember that?
Back to Buenos Aires, then fly to Cordoba. So, and bless his help, Brother Bell took all our luggage, so he drove the 5 hours back to Buenos Aires.
Y nosotros volamos de regreso.
And then 7 hour drive from there to Cordoba.
Y 7 horas de manejo de ahí a Córdoba,
I think
Aires.
All wow. in all, it ended up being about a 14-hour day for him. So.
Todo juntamente con 14 horas manejando para él.
First morning there,
primera mañana ahí,
the brother on the right, Brother
el hermano,
David.
En la derecha, el hermano David.
He was at the meetings in
el
Mar del Plata.
He's a pastor. En el Mar del Plata, él es un pastor.
That elderly gentleman in
Ese
bed is his father.
Ahí, enfermo es su padre.
I think that was the first
Creo
message church in Cordoba.
Que fue la primera iglesia del mensaje en Córdoba.
And he had suffered from terrible strokes.
And y él ha sufrido muchas terribles embolias.
So they had asked us for all of us to come and have prayer with
y pidió que fuéramos todos y que oráramos por él.
This the man seated in the light blue shirt.
El hombre sentado en la
Juan Carlos, right? Another Juan Carlos. He had
Otro
fallen
Carlos.
Fallen and crushed his heel. So he was
se cayó de donde él estaba trabajando y se rompió su talón.
Okay, this is a story in itself. This is
es una historia en ella misma.
There's a. Do you have a picture of Miguel with them? Okay. This family.
Esta familia.
Had lived in Mar del Plata.
Ha vivido en el mar,
and
mar de Plata.
This gentleman, elderly gentleman, Oscar,
este joven,
and he had a wife, Maria.
Oscar y tiene su esposa, Maria.
Maria had lived in the world
Maria ha vivido
before
en
she
el mundo,
came to Christ.
Y él la trajo a Cristo.
And had a little baby.
Tuvieron una pequeño bebé.
Came to the Lord.
Vino al Señor.
And surrendered her whole life to the Lord Jesus Christ.
Rodeado del Señor Jesucristo toda su vida.
And they went to Pastor Adrian,
y fueron a ver al Pastor Adrian
asking for permission to marry, and he said, get married.
Permiso para
After
casarse.
They got married,
y digo que
something
sí.
changed.
Después de que se casaron, algo cambió.
And he lost them. Some
él
personal pain.
Dolor personal.
So here.
Aquí.
Brother Adrian,
el hermano Adrián
drives 14 and a half hours to come to Cordoba to the meetings.
14 horas y media para estar en las reuniones en Córdoba.
You don't know what a supernatural miracle that he would drive to come to Abel's church.
No sabía el super milagro que iba
Knowing
a
Abel had these
él.
People that he had loosed.
Sabiendo Abel que toda esta gente que él había perdido.
During the time there, they all got together and talked.
Y hablaron.
And I mentioned that in during one of the services,
que en uno
all
de los servicios,
technical.
Toda la cosa técnica.
So Adrian went up to them so afterwards, these people, and said,
Adrian
I'll
fue después
gonna
con
send
ellos,
you
se
all
sentó,
new microphones and speakers. So.
Se sentó en el micrófono y
healing,
se habló.
Healing, healing.
Sanidad,
miracle
sanidad,
after
milagro,
miracle.
Tras milagro.
This is Miguel. He is
este
from
es Miguel.
Venezuela.
Él es de Venezuela.
He is now song leader for Brother Abel.
Ahora él es el líder de cantos para el hermano Abel.
He's like Abel.
Él es como Abel.
Beautiful. You can't help but love
Hermoso.
The guy.
No puedes, usted no puede aguantar más que amarlo.
He has the most beautiful voice.
Tiene la más maravillosa
and he always
voz.
Is this kind of person. What can
tiempo,
I do? What can I do?
Persona,
let me
¿qué
help.
Puedo hacer,
you know.
¿Qué puedo hacer para ayudarte?
Go ahead and play. Señor, amas por olvidar.
Is trying to hide off to the right there.
See that skinny little kid? He's 11 years old. He opens his voice and
él abre, abre su boca,
all of a sudden the room voz. Is flooded with his gorgeous voice.
El cuarto está lleno de esta voz
and I'm, tremenda. My jaw drops to the floor.
Y se cayó mi know, quijada,
I thought, where is this sound coming from? He's 11 years old.
Esta? Él tan solo tiene 11 años.
Beautiful family.
Hermosa, hermosa familia.
Just a second about Miguel, brother Miguel there.
El hermano Miguel
he's
ahí.
From Venezuela.
Venezuela.
He's a petroleum engineer. He got his
él
degree
es un ingeniero
there.
Petrolero.
No work in Venezuela, so
no
he went and
Venezuela.
Worked in Peru
so
for a while.
Se fue.
That's where he met his wife, Luz.
Mar del Plata, right?
No, in Peru first. That's
en Peru.
Where he worked for a year.
Y ahí conoció a su esposa.
Could only get a one-year work visa.
Y tuvo un año de trabajo ahí en Peru solo.
He couldn't go back to Venezuela.
No podía regresar
no
a
work.
Venezuela. No trabajo.
So since her family was from Cordoba, they moved to Cordoba.
Siendo que su familia era de Córdoba, de su esposa, se movieron ahí a Córdoba.
So he now has,
ahora
he's doing construction because they won't allow him to use his degree.
Él está trabajando en construcción porque el país no le permite que trabaje con sus papeles.
But he did ask for prayer. His passport expired and he needs to get back to Venezuela to renew. But if he goes to
Venezuela,
he might not be allowed back.
Para que le den otra vez y se pueda regresar otra vez.
What to do. So he did ask for prayer if we would. Just bring
thank,
that one up.
Thank you for sure.
Poniendo esa, pidió oración para ello.
This is in Córdoba.
Y esto es en Córdoba.
That's Brother Miguel leading song.
Es el hermano Miguel, siendo líder de canto ahí.
See, there's a man in the forefront with gray hair, with his arms
con
and the white shirt.
Fila, con su cabello.
His name is Fausto.
Con cana, su nombre es Fausto.
He also helps with leading songs.
Él también ayuda con los cantos.
Everybody knew our trip would end in Santiago.
Todos sabían que nuestro viaje iba a terminar en Santiago.
And
Chile.
Again, the suspicion of that's a bad place and a bad person.
Sospecha de que ese es un mal lugar y que hay una mala persona
so
ahí.
Since Abel returned,
desde que Abel ha regresado,
he quit coming to church because Abel went to Santiago.
Él paró de ir a la iglesia porque Abel fue allá a Santiago.
It's just how things are in South America.
Así es como que las cosas son allá en Sudamérica. Sí.
Brother Adrian and his wife,
Adrian y su esposa,
Nancy Liliana, on the left,
en la izquierda,
and Marcos and his wife,
Marcos y su esposa.
Cecilia. Did you get that little of him riding the bicycle?
Not in
this. Oh, that's too bad.
We obviously have tons of pictures and videos, so if anybody wants to see more, just let us know.
Send in signal.
Córdoba. You can see the weariness of Abel.
Se puede mirar la preocupación de Abel. El cansancio, perdón.
Tell him about his driving from.
So he was constantly driving.
They
only have one car.
Manejando, tenía un carro.
And so Abel would say on a church day.
Abel diría en un día de iglesia.
Abel would take his family to church.
Abel tomaría su familia a la iglesia.
Come and get us.
Iba y nos tomaba a nosotros.
Bring us to church.
Every
after church, it was the same thing.
Y después de la iglesia era la misma cosa.
And each trip is a half hour.
Y cada viaje
so he'd end
hora.
Up sometimes 4 or 5 hours just driving.
Algunas veces 4 o 5 horas.
Yeah,
it
wasn't a 10-minute trip. It was a.
Y no era un viaje de 10 minutos.
You can see his exhaustion, you know.
Puede mirar su cansancio, su exhaustion.
I sent this picture on, but those little girls were just too cute. Just had to come up and talk and talk and talk and talk. So great.
It didn't make any difference that Peter couldn't understand a word.
Bonita las niñas.
Yeah.
We did use Google Translate quite a bit. Finally caught on to that. That helped some.
Ayudó, pusimos a traducción de Google.
But, you know, you feel a love for each other. So it didn't stop. The language barrier didn't stop many, many, many conversations where each party has no clue what the other one is saying.
That's the last day.
Ese fue el último día.
Just a couple of things.
Un par de cosas ahí.
Marianella and Vanessa and some of the ones.
Marianella y Vanessa.
Three, actually.
Tres, de hecho.
Okay. There was a young lady. Lives in Buenos Aires, but comes
de Buenos Aires, pero viene
to, she'd love to live in Cordoba.
Ella ama vivir en Cordoba.
But she goes often when she can.
Pero ella va cuando puede.
Pedro has his daughter, okay, Raquel. So a lot of these kids write me, text me.
Muchos de estos niños me escriben, me mandan textos.
So about a year ago,
como un año atrás,
Raquel is writing me.
Raquel me está escribiendo.
And she says, I am in a dark place.
Me dijo a mí, estoy en un lugar oscuro.
And she says, I am so lost.
Estoy tan perdida.
She says, I am so lost, I don't think I can be found again.
Creo que estoy tan perdida que no puedo ser encontrada una
so
vez más.
I said, do you want to be found?
Le pregunté, ¿quieres ser encontrada?
And she didn't respond for
ella
several
no
weeks.
Respondió por muchas semanas.
Finally, she responded.
Finalmente ella respondió.
I think I want to be found.
Sí, quiero ser
so
encontrada.
We prayed together.
So oramos juntamente.
Okay, and there's a young man.
Ahí hay un hombre
joven. I don't know if you have any pictures.
This is Raquel right there.
Ah, yes, that's her.
Esta es Raquel, esa es ella.
And this young man
y este joven
had cancer. And
tuvo cáncer.
Satan played with his mind. He went to the world.
Se
okay, is there? I'm looking for Marianella. She's not there.
She's not there.
Okay, there's a Guillermo.
Da Guillermo.
Anybody that's met him ever loves him.
Alguien que los chicos siempre
started preaching. His wife.
Su esposa.
Name is Marianella.
Su nombre es Marianella. Ya.
Couldn't handle the pressure, went off into the world totally.
No podía, pudo aguantar la presión, se fue al mundo.
And totally wouldn't come to church for several months.
No vino a la iglesia por muchos meses.
And took her daughter into the world.
Y se llevó a su hija al mundo también.
Another lady by the name of Vanessa.
Y otra dama por nombre Vanessa.
Marriage, a wreck, give up, go out into the world.
So
I felt led to preach on
y me sentí guiado a predicar
dimensions.
Dimensiones.
And let him know.
Dejarle saber.
I read, to us it's real common, the dark mass of gaiety.
Para nosotros es muy común esa masa oscura de alegría,
and
de felicidad.
As I was preaching, I noticed their eyes
y
caught attention.
Estaba predicando, no, me di cuenta que sus ojos estaban poniendo atención.
I finally came to a place.
Finalmente vine a
cierto
lugar. I said,
these influences from other dimensions, we don't realize
it. De otras dimensiones que tienen influencia en nosotros,
so
y no
I
nos damos
stopped
cuenta.
And told him my own personal experience.
Totalmente mi propia experiencia.
When we had first moved here in 1988. And for several years, everything that I touched turned to mud, and
todo lo que tocaba.
Didn't really so confused what is the message all about.
Muy confundido acerca de qué se trataba el mensaje.
And I was driving down the road one day.
Y estaba manejando en el camino un día.
And Satan was having a good time in my head, you know.
Satanás estaba llevando buen tiempo conmigo en mi cabeza.
And I thought.
Y pensé.
I can't take this anymore.
Ya no puedo aguantar esto, no más.
I said,
dije,
I didn't. My revelation wasn't strong enough in the
mi
Lord.
Revelación era
I said, I'm going to the drugstore.
En la palabra.
I'm going to buy my wife and my daughter's makeup.
voy a ir al mundo, le voy a comprar a mi esposa y a mi hija maquillaje.
And, right then,
y ahí entonces,
Christian radio on.
Una radio cristiana.
Steve Green.
Esteban Verde, Steve
singing,
Green.
Cantando. May all who come behind us find us faithful.
Espero que los que vienen detrás de nosotros nos encuentren
fieles.
And I had
to pull over the side of the road and just cry for about an hour.
Llorar como por una hora.
I said, we're all tempted.
And todos somos tentados.
It was me opening up.
Era yo abriendo.
All of a sudden, I said, I can't. I stopped.
Y dije, de repente, no puedo. Paré.
And Abel said,
y Abel
got
dijo,
up. And he said, there needs to be offering for prayer. But he says, Don has to do it.
Ofrenda,
so right then I was sitting down crying. And I said,
por oración para la gente.
Please, if you would like prayer.
Y dije, de repente,
I said, nobody's better than you.
Ser,
no.
We're not more. Ustedes.
I said, we're all here to help each other.
Nadie es mejor que ustedes. Estamos todos aquí para ayudarnos.
So I was watching.
Y conforme yo estaba mirando,
I think they saw what happened to him.
Yo creo que miraron ellos lo que les pasó a ellos.
I think they saw all those dimensions working in their minds and their hearts.
Creo que miraron todas estas dimensiones trabajando en sus corazones y en sus mentes.
Here's Marianella.
Aquí está Marianella.
And Vanessa.
Y Vanessa.
And Raquel.
Y Raquel.
Sobbing and pouring their hearts out, getting right with God again.
Derramando y llorando.
So
dando su corazón.
They're walking with the Lord again.
Y está caminando con el Señor otra vez.
It's just tan Claudio, solo. Another one.
Claudio,
a trophy of grace back to
trofeo
the Lord.
De gracia.
So just I was able, the Lord, to just say, hey, this happened to me.
Esto me pasó a mí, ¿sabes?
I was influenced by the wrong things. And
yo estaba siendo influenciado por las cosas incorrectas.
Now they know
ahora ellos
they're
saben.
Better equipped to fight. You know?
Están equipados para pelear.
Do you want to quick just mention Sharon there on the left?
Sharon Rose, please.
So this is Abel's niece. It's a really neat
es
story. On the
Abel,
left there.
Sharon Rose.
The cousin of Zoe.
A un lado Zoe.
She, her family, she grew up in the message. Her family has fallen away, and she's the only one.
Ella creció en el mensaje, su familia como que salió, se
she
salió
was
del
going
mensaje.
Off to college this,
ella está yendo
this
a la
last,
universidad
this year.
Este año.
And the influence of academia and
la
the world.
Del colegio y del mundo.
She said, I'm not strong enough. I can't resist this.
Y no soy lo suficientemente fuerte, no puedo pelear
like
en contra de esto.
And so she quit.
Y ella paró.
She quit school. She quit
paró
college.
La escuela paró de ir a la universidad.
And is trying to figure out life. So another prayer request.
Otra
a young sister, 18
oración.
Years old.
Tenemos una hermana, 18 años.
Her family not serving the Lord.
La familia no sirviendo al Señor.
Holding her own.
Está
like
sosteniendo ella misma,
walk
caminando
by
su propia caminata por ella misma.
Any, family support
sin un soporte
directly.
De familia directamente.
So just keep her in prayer.
Manténganla en oración.
She
it's not
is
easy.
Endeavoring in, you
know,
to walk with
we
the
have
Lord.
It easy, you guys. None of you would say you have an easy walk. I mean, it's battles
fácil.
Every day, but I think they got an extra dose down there.
Pero creo que ellos tienen
is that
una
accurate?
Dosaje extra ahí.
It's hard.
Es difícil, es duro.
Keep him in prayer. Oh, would you tell him, please, Pete,
les dirías, Pedro,
about the
por
intersections
favor.
And the stoplights and the family in Mar del Plata selling churros?
Okay, so there's one family in Mar del Plata.
Ahí hay una familia en Mar del Plata.
A young sister and her
una hermana joven y
soon-to-be fiancé, it sounded like.
Pronto para ser su novio, parece.
Kind of latched on to me and wanted to talk.
Como que
so
vinieron
fast.
A mí y querían hablar,
hablar. A fair amount.
Conocían un poquito
but they also asked for prayer.
Pero también pidieron una oración.
His name was Gaston.
Su nombre era
her name
Gaston.
Was Aylin.
Y su nombre de ella, Aylin.
But
pero
their story is her.
Su historia
they've got a family of seven.
Tiene una familia de siete.
All in one house.
Todos en una casa.
Family. Her, the father
el padre,
had a factory job, which are hard
tiene
to
un
get
trabajo
down
de
there.
Fábrica.
He got laid off and then
y
had
fue
an injury.
Desempleado y tiene una sufrió
and so he's
un
trying.
Un
the whole family is trying to make
toda,
it work. So everybody
toda la
works
familia está tratando de que esto
household.
Funcione.
The father is now, they're all making churros.
Todos ellos
all
están haciendo churros todo el día.
And he's selling them on the street
lo están vendiendo en las calles, en las intersecciones,
for his house.
Tratando de proveer para live, su casa. You know? Así es como ellos viven.
Yeah. Keep the family of Mantengan Gaston
la familia
and
de Gaston
Island
y
in prayer.
Y Island en
but tell them every.
Well, yeah,
we
when
saw
you,
that
when you come to the Indian washes. Intersection, you have people out coming out to wash your window,
la gente
hoping
que viene
for a tip.
Tratando de limpiar su ventana,
and also, limpiar. Like, just juggling and things, just anything to get
cosas
a little.
De maromería.
So, yeah, it's something else.
That's he's buying sí. food for the day. I mean, that's
la vida
that's
y la how. Comida para los yeah. días. Así es como.
Okay.
¿Está bien?
Jesse. This brother is in Cordoba.
Este hermano está en Córdoba.
His name is Arturo.
Su nombre es Arturo.
Very muy difficult time with brain cancer.
Tiempo difícil con cáncer de cerebro.
The tumor has totally surrounded
el
tumor his entire
ha
brain.
Rodeado todo su cerebro.
And they prayed for him.
Oraron
and
por él.
Just since we've been there.
Desde que hemos estado ahí.
Just the last couple of days, he had a severe seizure.
Ha tenido muchos espasmos.
But they're believing and claiming and praying, so pray for
him. Mantengan en oración. Oren por él, por favor.
Arturo is his
Arturo
name.
Arturo es su nombre.
Oh, tell him about that.
Oh. That's the fruit of the cactus, actually. Es el fruto del nopal. Y se llaman tuna. In English, tuna, you know what it is, the fish. But that fruit is called tuna. And they were surprised when I got it because I got it with my bare hands. It had some kind of spikes. They wear gloves and everything. They just went for it, boom, boom, boom. And we started eating it very good.
Delicious.
Delicious,
it's, right? It tastes similar to a kiwi.
Kind of like kiwi, but.
And the seeds in it are very hard, right?
Yes.
But it's
la
delicious.
Muy dura,
it's
muy
the
deliciosa.
Flower of the cactus.
Es la,
called tuna.
De nopal. Yeah. Se llama tuna.
Very healthy.
Muy saludable.
Just a quick note. So this was fellowship one night at a brother. This is a brother, Matias, at a bar
Matias,
church.
En su casa.
But I don't think this is uncommon, meaning kitchen, living room, kind of all in one.
Esto no, creo que no es, es como más, es muy común tener la cocina y el lugar comedor juntos.
You but, have that room and then a bedroom and a bathroom, and that's their house. That's
y esa es su casa,
very
y no
common.
Tiene, muy común allá.
That's Abel and his wife, Marina.
Abel y su esposa.
Hopefully they'll be coming here. You'll get to meet them in person.
Tal vez ellos puedan venir y los conozcan en persona.
Look at that, Eliana.
Ah.
There's Zoe.
Ahí está Zoe.
Talking to
hablando
Eliana and Isabel.
Eliana en su teléfono.
Yeah.
Sí.
Eliana and Isabel in South America. Maybe you'll go down sometime. They would
bias.
Love it.
Yes.
All the girls here,
las niñas aquí,
all of them got together and sent messages down to the young girls there. They were so blessed.
Tan bendecidas.
So they said to tell all of you girls,
dice decirle a todos ustedes,
they're all writing and going to combine stuff and send them back to you.
Van a combinar
here,
cosas,
so
se los van a enviar a ustedes.
It blessed them so much. That you girls would write those notes to them.
A little bit random. This is just pretty much any neighborhood in Argentina.
Cualquier vecindario en Argentina muy muy seguido.
Everything is behind bars.
Todo está detrás de rejas.
Every window, every door, every car, everything.
Claro, todo.
That's, yeah, it's pretty typical, isn't it?
Muy típico, ¿no es así?
Did Abel comment at all when he came up here to see the difference?
Yeah, I mean, of course. I mean, everything is so different, but... You know, they're faced with, you know, the economic condition, what it was. It's getting better in this respect. The inflation has pretty much stopped. Even that is huge for them, but things are still very hard. Our last stop, Brother Boris Muñoz.
Boris Muñoz,
Santiago, Chile.
Santiago de Chile.
Everybody has him labeled as bad.
Todos lo tienen etiquetado como
but
malo.
God works. Please don't give up on anybody
Pero
ever.
Dios trabaja. Por favor, no se rinda con ninguno.
And here's another miracle.
Y aquí está otro
you will
milagro.
Meet him.
Ustedes lo conocerán ahí.
Brother Marcos.
Hermano Marcos.
Israel Sepulveda Constanzo.
Constanzo.
Oh, there's Boris in
y
the
Boris
glasses
aquí,
back there.
En sus anteojos allá
and
atrás.
Boris had sort of a fighting attitude,
Boris
argumentative.
Tiene como una actitud un poquito de pelea, arguyendo.
But he's God's changing him.
Pero Dios lo está cambiando.
And not only that,
no solo eso.
He's made some moves and separations of changed from following men to following God.
Ya he hecho algunos movimientos de cambiar de siguiendo al hombre a seguir a Dios.
There was a brother there
ahí había un
that came the day after we were there.
Que vino después de que estuvimos
from
ahí.
Ohio, Paul Price, I think.
De Ohio, creo se llama Paul Price.
And this man,
y este hombre,
Marcos. It was a miracle we got to meet him. And what an incredible young man.
Pudimos conocer qué hombre tan increíble.
He had not known, he had only known Boris for 3 weeks.
Él no ha conocido a Boris.
And
tan
he
solo
came
conoce
up,
por tres
never
semanas,
met him before
y vino, y
in
nunca
person.
Lo conocía ante en persona.
And came up to drive Paul Price around.
Vino para
so we got to meet him.
Con Paul Price. Lo
and all of a sudden, it's another miracle. I mean, just supernatural
milagro, de repente, supernatural.
Oh, look, tell him about that.
Oh, boy. You guys got a picture that I sent in Signal by any chance with the credential? The credential said, well,
their name.
No, I don't think so. No? Well, this is a family in Buenos Aires, Chile.
No,
Para, Chile, sorry. Yes.
Yeah.
Santiago, no? Santiago, yeah. Santiago, yes. And but for my surprise, they are Avilés.
Avilés is their last name.
Avilés is their last name. So I found my family, finally, right? Yes, and they call me pariente, which means relative. You are my relatives. So very nice, and I have my doubts, so I ask the daughter to let me see your ID. And she goes up there, comes back, and brings an ID from Chile. It says Chilena. And yeah, sure enough, it says Avilés. So, yeah.
Incredible hospitality. They
yeah,
were wonderful.
Yeah. Yes.
Fresh baked bread every, you know. Few times a day.
Yeah. Pan fresco. Tres veces al día. That's Paul Price.
There's Brother Paul Price from Ohio.
Hermano Paul Price de Ohio.
And on the left in the yellow is Marcos.
En el amarillo ese es Marcos.
So Marcos, has
Marcos.
Is part of a large family.
Es parte de una familia
lives about 2 hours south of Santiago.
Que vive a dos horas del sur de Santiago.
In a town called Talca.
En un pueblo llamado Talca.
Very close family.
Una familia muy cercana.
Love the message. Love
aman
the
el mensaje. Aman al Señor.
And they have a family business.
Tienen un negocio de familia.
And the family business is rebuilding car engines and
es,
pickup truck engines.
Máquinas de carro.
So they travel
viaja
around the world quite a bit, getting
a través del mundo.
Parts for machining.
Agarrando partes para la maquinaria.
So, he says his next trip he wants China. They're importing a lot of cars there from China.
Están importando muchas partes de China.
And he says the Chinese cars are
dice que los carros chinos
cheap, medium, and expensive, all different
son,
levels.
Son baratos.
But he says I have to go to China so I can come to Minnesota.
Pero tengo que ir a China para pasar aquí a Minnesota. Él vendrá y nos visitará entonces.
A neat story with him too. His family goes to a church that's not very healthy.
Y su familia ve una iglesia que no es muy saludable.
We'll just leave it at that.
Vamos a dejarlo ahí.
The brother in the yellow, yes, Marcos,
si
thank you.
Del hermano en amarillo, sí.
But his dad felt years ago to stay put and
papá
just pray.
Le digo que se quedara quieto y que tan
and
solo
so they're holding steady, they're just in prayer,
están quedando
waiting for
quietos,
the Lord to
en oración,
you know, change things or whatever. But he really, really loved what Dad shared.
Pero él realmente ama lo que compartimos.
He said, you need to come back and preach this all over Chile.
Y dice que tenemos que regresar y predicar todo esto una vez más en Chile.
So he's almost writing me every day now.
Y ahora él me escribe casi todos los días.
You know you're coming back, don't you? You know.
Tú sabes que vienes de regreso una vez más, ¿verdad? En la iglesia del hermano Boris, Tabernáculo La Señal, The Sign Tabernacle.
And praise the Lord. Brother Juan was so exhausted.
Hermano Juan estaba tan exhausto.
And he got a break. So
el,
the last two services in Santiago.
Los dos últimos servicios en Santiago.
That was, by the way, Brother Marcus's first time translating in a service. He did wonderful.
Fue su primera vez traduciendo al hermano Marcos Sepúlveda.
So he's been a real blessing.
Él ha sido una gran bendición.
And Juan got to sit and listen.
Y Juan se sentó y escuchó.
Or dinner and fellowship after service.
Más cena y compañerismo, sí, por todo lugar.
Did you get a picture of the completo?
Yes, that's coming. I think that's next.
That's the sort of a national thing of Chile.
Es como una cosa nacional en Chile.
Describe it, Pete.
Descríbelo, Pete. That would be a good one.
I mean, it's just it's essentially hot dog on homemade bun.
Es esencialmente un hot dog en un pan hecho en casa.
Guac and con guacamole. Pico.
And, salsa.
And then just covered on whatever hot sauce you
cubierta
want.
Con
so that was fantastic.
They call it completo. Completo. And it's on billboards
completo.
And signs. It's all. It's sort of their national thing.
Es como una cosa nacional allá.
Yeah.
Yes.
very large.
Very good. Tasty. So good.
Yeah.
I want another one, but.
I was the same. I wanted more. It was delicious. The other thing you'll notice is mayo. They use a lot of mayonnaise.
You don't. Otra cosa que miran, usan mucha mayonesa.
Lots of vegetables. We had a good
muchos
amount of
vegetales.
Vegetables. Oh, but there's never a salad dressing. It's
no
just mayo.
No hay una cosa de ensalada que le ponga echar usted encima. Nada de eso. Avilés. She got his garden. On the in the back, and whenever she wants to cook, she just go get the stuff back there.
Laura, you would love it. All of her herbs and
Marcos. Oh, tell us about how the door opens. Remember?
I think the point here is
el punto aquí es que
in Chile, everything is walled like this, and
todos
then you have spikes across
así,
the top.
Y usted tiene cosas picos.
And it was interesting, Brother Marcos said there's a spirit of fear, or the history behind Chile
historia
was...
historia detrás de eso hay un espíritu de temor.
Spirit of fear, he says. That's. We went to a Walmart.
Fuimos a una Walmart.
With the brothers there.
Con los hermanos ahí.
It's called Lido, right? Lider, L-I-D-E-R.
Se llama Lider, la tienda
and
tipo
kind of you park
Walmart.
Your car.
Usted parquea su carro en el estacionamiento.
Speakers out in the parking
hay
lot.
Parlantes en todo
every
el
so many seconds, don't leave anything in your car.
We're not. Hablaban, dicen, no dejen absolutamente
not even
nada
in the trunk.
Ni siquiera en la cajuela.
Yeah, it's just everything there if it's left. So everybody
si
parks
todos
their car
todos parquean su carro.
Inside a little tiny space in their house with a gate. So.
Dentro de sus pequeños espacios en sus casas con puertas.
We did park outside.
Nos parqueamos afuera
at church,
en la iglesia,
on the sidewalk right next to
hay
the
un
door.
Lado de la banqueta.
But nobody trusts anybody for anything. Just,
nadie confía en nada para nada, en nadie.
Yeah.
Sí.
It's pretty scary for that, you know.
Para eso, tú sabes.
Anyway.
Como quiera que sea.
From a fear standpoint,
when temor punto,
we stayed kind of downtown in the rough part of downtown in Santiago.
La parte del centro en Santiago, la parte difícil.
Right next to a massive bus terminal.
a un lado de una terminal de autobuses.
Where human trafficking is a major issue.
Donde el tráfico humano es un problema tremendo.
But they said, don't go outside.
Lo dijeron, no salgan por ustedes mismos solos.
Yeah, so they said, stay inside.
Quédense dentro.
So we didn't walk around and do any exploring.
No salimos a explorar ni nada.
And then just one last point for me.
Este último punto para mí.
Expenses are, these trips have gotten much more expensive since the last time I went.
Estos viajes han puesto más caros.
And the missions money that was el dinero used de la misión. To buy the plane tickets, I want to thank you all for that.
Thank you.
Usados para comprar los tickets del avión.
We wouldn't have
gracias
been able to make the trip without
eso.
That.
No hubiera sido posible sin
this,
eso.
We had
so
four flights.
To get down there.
We had
about the baggage.
A flight down there. We had a flight from Buenos Aires to Cordoba, from
tienes
Cordoba to Santiago.
Buenos Aires a Córdoba, Córdoba a Buenos Aires.
The baggage cost
el equipaje.
To get our luggage on the plane from Cordoba to
3 hours.
Cordoba to Santiago. How much, Pete? $800.
Yep.
So, you know, it was expensive. It just was, but worth every cent.
Pero valió cada centavo.
That would be wonderful. And they would love to come. Either this, she, because of her work, they have to come in July.
Tienen que venir en julio.
So I don't, we were talking, do you want to come this or wait a year? So
yeah. Un año. De Melina, ya ve.
I would love for them. Brother Adrian wants to come.
El hermano Adrian quiere venir.
I would love you to meet him and his family.
Conocerlo.
You would,
a él y a su familia.
You would love his,
ustedes a Marian,
Gabi and
a Gabriel.
And Marcos could come.
Que pudieran venir.
He would like to come to buy them tablets. The
y comprar
cost of buying tablets and shipping them down there.
Tabletas, el costo para comprar
because
y
they use
llevarlos.
Tablets for their ministry and
porque
their music.
Tabletas para sus ministerios y todo ese tipo de cosas.
So they really might seriously come.
Tal vez,
you
tal
would
vez,
love them.
Seguramente, just, tal vez vengan. Ustedes los amarán. Yeah.
If you go down there and meet people,
usted va
you
y
can spend
gente,
two or three days,
dos o tres días,
right, Peter and Jesse?
Right, correcto.
One,
sí.
And the next thing you know, you have a lifetime friend.
Y la próxima cosa que usted sabe, ya tiene un amigo por vida.
I just got this from
solo acabo de recibir esto de
Brother Adrian. I just wanted to read
Adrian.
It.
Quiero leerlo.
Because
porque
the most important thing there in Mar del Plata is
Mar del Plata es
that the pastors,
los pastores,
the Lord changed their hearts.
El Señor cambió
him.
Sus corazones.
He just wrote, "Good morning, Brother Don. Thank
buenos
you for
días,
writing me.
Don. Gracias por escribirme.
It was wonderful to have it in our church in the house.
Fue maravilloso de tener en nuestra iglesia y en nuestra casa.
After the meetings,
después de las reuniones,
the young and the brothers
jóvenes y los hermanos
told me about the wonderful experience they lived.
Dijeron acerca de la hermosa experiencia que ellos vivieron.
He said, "These meetings will be in remembrance for eternity."
Estas reuniones serán un recuerdo para la eternidad.
So I just, coming from him, miracle after miracle after miracle after miracle, so many things. God touching the hearts
Dios tocando los corazones
of so many.
Tantos.
And so many
tantos
that had been out in the world came back.
Han estado en el mundo y han regresado.
Wonderful meeting time in Santiago too. Just
maravilloso tiempo de reuniones en Santiago también.
Can't wait for you to meet Marcos.
Espero que conozcan a Marcos.
Abel and Melina.
Abel y Melina.
Adrian, Marcos, Gabi.
Marcos, Gabi.
Yeah.
Sí.
So,
entonces,
a lot to look forward to.
Mucho para buscar hacia adelante.
Oh, yeah, this family was phenomenal.
Esta familia era fenomenal.
So they just,
tan solo ellos,
so all the family works in the family business.
Toda la familia trabaja en el negocio de la familia.
And Marcos doesn't do the family business is rebuilding car engines.
Reconstrucción de máquinas
Marcos,
de carros. Marcos.
In Santiago, that Santiago. Marcos. There's two Marcoses.
Jesse,
Marcos. Would you get that little thing of Marcos from riding the bicycle, please just come up here and play it. It's so cute. You know, it's just, okay, I can't tell you enough.
No les puedo decir lo
Peter
suficiente.
And Jesse, okay.
Peter y Jesse.
I'm not a minister. You make eternal difference in people's lives.
Hace, usted hace diferencias eternas en la vida de las gentes.
Can you broadcast it? Oh, there it is. I'll just turn it up.
Yeah, we can do that.
Turn it on.
Jesse, Peter, my best friend in the world. Come to Mar del Plata. Andar en bicicleta, gravel.
Riding bike.
Very beautiful. Amazing.
So, as he introduces his wife there.
Cecilia, mi esposa.
My wife.
My wife.
So you meet somebody for a couple of days, next thing they call and you're our best friends in the world, you know?
Yeah.
That was a treat. Okay. Thank you for your patience.
Gracias por su paciencia.
It was just amazing, tremendous blessing for us. Watching the Lord work in so many different ways with so many different people. Yeah. Hallelujah. Pray for him. Okay, let's, musicians, would you come up and let's... We would love to have them all come visit. So.
Nos gustaría que todos vinieran a visitarnos, yeah. Sí.
Okay. And the girls got girlfriends down there. That's really sweet.
Bonito que ellos tengan amigos allá, las niñas.
Ah, in the name of Jesus. Let's sing that. Would you stand with me? In the name of Jesus, in the name of Jesus, we have the victory. In the name of Jesus, in the name of Jesus, demons will have to flee. In the name of Jesus, tell me who can stand before. In the precious name of Jesus. If I could just say one little thing.
Si tan solo puedo decir una sola cosa.
Each one of you are called by your heavenly Father.
Llamados por su Padre Celestial.
Because he loves you.
Porque él los ama.
Because he wants to talk to you.
Porque él quiere hablarles a ustedes.
He wants to hear from you.
Quiere escuchar de ustedes.
He wants a relationship with you.
Una relación contigo.
He's called, Brother Branham said, remember? He loves fellowship. The reason he died and to cleanse the church, to get into us, because he wants to fellowship with us. If there's anything from this that you can take home for you, walking with him is the most wonderful thing in
the world.
Listen to him.
Escúchenlo.
Walk with him.
Camine con él.
There is no joy that can compare to that.
No hay gozo que se pueda comparar
listening
con eso.
To his voice.
Escuche su voz.
Obeying him.
Obedézcale.
You know, here's one thing I learned. I told my sons.
Listen, a mis hijos, escuchen.
We were sitting in the apartment.
Estábamos sentados en el apartamento.
And we didn't know what was going before us.
No sabíamos lo que estaba delante de nosotros.
I know what God told me to speak.
Yo sé lo que Dios me dijo.
Mar del Plata.
Mar de Plata.
I know what he told me to preach. I can't waver from that.
Sé lo que me dijo que predicara.
Finally, the preaching days were over and I saw what listening to him did.
Predicación se
acabaron. I said, let me tell you, when you listen to the Lord,
déjeme decirle que cuando usted escucha al Señor,
and you know that you've heard his voice,
y usted sabe que él usted escuchó su voz,
Satan will hound you to death.
Satanás lo va a cazar hasta la muerte.
He will play in your head. He will let you think you're crazy.
Él va a jugar con su cabeza y le va a hacer pensar
until
que usted está loco.
Until your obedience is carried out.
Hasta que su obediencia es llevada.
And when your obedience is carried out,
y cuando su obediencia es obediencia es llevada,
praise him like you never praised him
usted
before.
Lo va a alabar como nunca lo ha alabado antes.
But the time in between,
pero el tiempo entre,
is walking through the battlefields of hell.
Caminando a través de las batallas del campo.
So I want you to beware.
Quiero que esté advertido. ¿Sabe qué?
He's worth everything.
Él vale todo.
And if I could just encourage each of you.
Tan solo puedo darle usted un ánimo.
Oh, that walk like you've never walked before.
Esa camine como nunca caminado antes.
Listen like you've never listened before.
Escuche como nunca escuchado antes.
Obey like you've never obeyed.
Obedezca como nunca obedecido antes.
Let him lift you up into heavenly places.
Deje que lo levante a lugares celestiales.
There's nothing like it.
No hay nada como eso.
Nothing like
it.
Let's sing it one more time, okay?
In the name of Jesus, in the name of Jesus, we have the victory. In the name of Jesus, in the name of Jesus, demons will have to flee. We come in the name of
thank you for today. Has been a wonderful experience once more. Knowing that you always are ahead of us, leading us, Father. And you never fail.
Amen.
You always accomplish what it was sent for, Father. And it's wonderful seeing it. Thank you for everything. Bless the people here at home, Father, that are faithful, Father. Were in their hearts, so this could happen. You know in their hearts. Multiply them. Tenfold, Father. Bless them. And bless everybody else that is there online listening, Father. Thank you for everything once more. In that precious name that is about all name.
Amen.
In the name of the Lord Jesus Christ, we ask.
Amen. God bless you all. Amen.